Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace IELTS speaking, describing a creative problem-solving experience. When it comes to IELTS speaking, one common topic that often appears is describing a time when you found a creative solution to a problem. This topic not only tests your language skills, but also your ability to narrate experiences and showcase your problem-solving capabilities. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively and aim for a high band score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you found a creative solution to a problem, is a popular choice in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate a personal experience, explain problem-solving processes, describe creative thinking, express emotions and reactions. This topic has consistently appeared in past IELTS exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests due to its versatility and ability to reveal multiple aspects of a candidate's communication skills. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner might ask general questions related to problem solving and creativity. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Q, do you consider yourself a creative person? A, Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely, I'd say creativity is one of my strong suits. I often find myself thinking outside the box when faced with challenges, whether it's in my personal life or at work. For instance, I recently devised an innovative solution to organize my cluttered workspace by repurposing old jars as stylish storage containers. It's not just about artistic creativity for me, it's about finding novel approaches to everyday problems. Part 2, Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you found a creative solution to a problem. You should say what the problem was, how you came up with the solution, what the result was, and explain why you think it was a creative solution. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience from my university days when I encountered a significant challenge and managed to devise an innovative solution. The problem arose during a group project for our environmental science class. We were tasked with creating an engaging presentation on sustainable living, but we faced a major hurdle. Our team members had conflicting schedules, making it nearly impossible to meet in person. After brainstorming various options, I came up with a creative approach. I suggested we use a collaborative online platform where we could work on the presentation simultaneously, regardless of our physical locations. But to make it more interactive and engaging, I proposed we create a virtual escape room format for our presentation. We designed a series of sustainability-themed puzzles that the audience had to solve to progress through our presentation. Each team member contributed their expertise to different sections, and we used video calls to coordinate and refine our ideas. The result was phenomenal. Our presentation stood out from the crowd and received high praise from both our professor and classmates. We not only overcame our scheduling conflicts, but also created a memorable and interactive learning experience. I consider this solution creative because it transformed a potential setback into an opportunity for innovation. We leveraged technology in a unique way, combining education with entertainment, and turned a standard presentation into an immersive experience. This approach demonstrated our ability to adapt, think outside the box, and use resources effectively, all crucial skills in problem-solving and sustainability efforts. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to problem solving? Do you think creativity is an innate skill or can it be developed? Sample answer, Band 8-9 for question 1. This experience was truly eye-opening and significantly impacted my approach to problem solving. It taught me the value of thinking laterally and considering unconventional solutions. Since then, I've made it a habit to approach challenges from multiple angles, often combining seemingly unrelated ideas to create innovative solutions. I've also become more adept at leveraging technology to overcome obstacles, which has proven incredibly useful in both my academic and professional life. Moreover, this experience reinforced the importance of collaboration in problem solving. I now actively seek diverse perspectives when tackling complex issues, as I've seen firsthand how different viewpoints can spark creativity and lead to breakthrough ideas. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner, how do you think schools can foster creativity in students? Candidate, Band-Aid 9. I believe schools play a crucial role in nurturing creativity in students. Firstly, they should create an environment that encourages risk-taking and values original thinking. This could involve implementing project-based learning, where students are given open-ended problems to solve, allowing them to explore multiple solutions and think innovatively. Additionally, schools could integrate arts and creative subjects across the curriculum, not just as standalone classes. This interdisciplinary approach can help students see connections between different fields and inspire creative problem solving. Furthermore, promoting collaborative work can enhance creativity through the exchange of diverse ideas. Schools might organize brainstorming sessions or innovation challenges that require students to work in teams and think outside the box. Lastly, it's essential to reframe failure as a learning opportunity rather than a negative outcome. This mindset shift can encourage students to take creative risks without fear of repercussions. By implementing these strategies, schools can foster an environment where creativity thrives and students develop the critical thinking skills necessary for future success. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To think outside the box, idiom, think side the box, to think creatively and unconventionally. Example, in today's competitive market, companies need employees who can think outside the box. To devise a solution, phrase, devise a solution, to create or plan a way of dealing with a problem. Example, after hours of discussion, we finally devised a solution to the budget deficit. To overcome a hurdle, phrase, overhurdle, to successfully deal with a problem or difficulty. Example, with perseverance, we managed to overcome all the hurdles in our project. To leverage, verb, leverage, to use something to maximum advantage. Example, we leveraged our team's diverse skills to create an innovative product. Phenomenal, adjective, phenomenal, exceptional or extraordinary. Example, the results of our experiment were truly phenomenal. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing creative problem solving. Practice narrating personal experiences with a clear structure, situation, action, result. Develop a rich vocabulary related to creativity and problem solving. Work on expressing your thoughts fluently and coherently. Be prepared to discuss abstract ideas related to creativity and innovation. Use specific examples to illustrate your points and make your answers more engaging. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about using advanced vocabulary, but also about expressing your ideas clearly and coherently while directly addressing the question at hand. For more tips on boosting your creativity, check out our article on the best ways to boost creativity. Additionally, learn about the importance of interdisciplinary collaboration in problem solving, which can be a great point to mention in your IELTS speaking responses. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.